Good morning. Today is Monday.
Yes, it
what
is.
What are you looking? Oh, you're looking at the clock?
Yeah.
I trust your watch.
I don't know if I do.
Oh, okay. Well, it depends on what time zone you're in. That's true. If you're on the east, yeah, okay, never mind. Joining us this morning is Rob Barkley. Good morning.
Good morning, Brian.
Oh, boy. Winston, why do we say it? Let's get this thing rolling here.
I had one lined up, but then talking about building up from nothing. Why do we say of a man who has built his business up from next to nothing, he started on a shoestring?
A shoestring.
I can't imagine.
Boy, I'm thinking maybe shoes early on weren't shoes, and a shoestring you could use like deer hide and just kind of wrap something around your foot. You know, the real base, no money.
Something tells me we're not close.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, you're not.
Yeah, okay.
The allusion is to a street peddler who offers shoestrings for sale. This form of business endeavor requires no office, no tools, and less capital than almost any other type imaginable.
Oh.
Okay. I'm good.
Kind of works. What is that attached to your key?
I'm driving Sherry's car right now.
Oh, okay.
And so it's, I don't know what
it looks like. A hamster got too close to those things where they do the T-shirts.
Yeah.
The T-shirt art, they dip it in there and it kind of spreads all over.
It looks like a tie-dyed bunny.
Hamster, yeah. Well, good. You must be feeling very macho then this morning to be able to carry that one off.
Absolutely.
Oh, gee. So what are you hearing out there economically? I read something just a couple minutes ago that said visits to grocery stores. Okay, not spending in grocery stores, but visits to grocery stores is off 20%. It went from 67% of people going once or more times a week and dropped down to 47%. I don't know what that means other than capacity. You know, it's easier to check in and check out. But there's a lot of consumer behaviors that are changing.
Yeah, I think we're just seeing an altered pattern. And so it's hard to know. My reaction is people are out of so many cycles now that it's hard to draw conclusions. Sharon and I like to go out to eat, and there are a lot of restaurants that are just not open. And so the ones that are open
are restricted different times and hours now than what they had been.
Yeah, we had a great dinner out on the boardwalk with Bayfront One last night, and so it was a lot of fun.
Was it full?
You bet. And
something about sun?
Well,
and
there was
sunsets,
sun, fog, and yeah. There was a little breeze. Dress warmly when you eat outside.
On the water particularly.
Yes, absolutely.
That is one thing that I Ann just taken more note of than I. The number of restaurants now that have got the tents outside, which is kind of cool. I mean, the whole al fresco thing. And I immediately go, okay, now what? Let's put it in January or December. We get the winds and we get the rains. Now what?
I totally agree with you there. This has got to be over or else.
Or this is a transition into something for outdoor seating permanently. Okay, but what does that one look like?
They'll be both, I suspect.
It's kind of cool to be able to eat outside.
Right now, and we've had a beautiful summer.
Yeah,
so
the time we've been so fortunate.
Oh, boy, is it great. So, and it's really nice. And I don't know what the fall holds, and I definitely don't know what the winter holds.
Or the election, for that matter, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not that concerned about the election.
Yeah, yeah. The $600 a week payment ended, what, Friday, Saturday?
Yes.
What are your spidey senses, or what are your sources indicating? I know there's a back and forth going on. You know, should it, and it makes ton of sense. If your household is earning less than $80,000, yeah, you get it. Okay. But it's only up to where you were before. It's not. It's not.
Yeah, we've got
make more money.
We've got to cap this, and I think the Republicans are after a cap, which makes sense to me. And so you just don't want to create an incentive not to work.
And you know, I didn't sense that that was an initial thought, but boy, did it play out.
I think and you know, Mnuchin really is at heart a Democrat, and in practice until this. So
today, Democrat or
well, he's probably a Republican Dixiecrat? Now, but no, he's not a Dixiecrat. He's just an urban Democrat and a New York City down the middle Democrat. He's not a de Blasio, but he's a Wall Street liberal. And I don't think he's thought some of these things through as well as he might have.
My sense is you're right on with that, because I don't know if it's unintended consequences or they are decisions where they're not asking Main Street. Now, if you talk to four business operators that are owner-operators and they're on Main Street USA, your read is going to be completely different about whatever the topic is.
Actually,
if it's
life. Your read on life is so different than Wall Street.
Yeah, and I think these guys are Wall Street insulated or the swamp insulated, and they don't even think to just pick up the phone and talk to somebody.
No, and they, even if you told them, they would not believe you. I mean, well, I have an example. I was in a meeting, and we're looking at a business, and I was talking to the guy that I've known for years and was selling it. He said, well, look, we pay the CEO nothing. I said, what's nothing? He said, $150,000 a year. And I said, boy, you better go around America. $150,000's not nothing.
Yeah, maybe in Marin County, maybe. But if you go 50 miles, now you're talking top notch. Yeah, so it's the relativeness of it. Yeah,
yeah, really is.
KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:19.
Listen to 980 AM for the best music. ABBA, Neil Diamond, Barbara Streisand, Billy Joel, and The Fifth Dimension. The all-time best are heard every day, all day long on 980 AM. We are easy radio. Easy on your ears and easy on your mind. This is memory-making music, and you'll love the memories you create. Tune in.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:24. We're back talking shop this morning with Rob Barkley. Rob, the challenge that's out there, whether it's a stimulus or whatever, the general feeling of the consumer, what are the folks that you're working with throughout the country, what are they telling you? Is everybody cautious? Is it kind of an etch-a-sketch moment and we're restarting and doing things?
People are not cautious. They want to go for it. They're ready to go.
Frustrated? Fatigued?
They're more fatigued around here. I've never seen more fatigue in Humboldt County than I'm seeing now. But overall, people want to go do things, and people are impatient. I think people are pretty willing to get COVID because they don't want to get sick, but they'd rather have their life back to normal and have people getting sick then continue the way it is, up and down and up and down. And it's not as hot as it used to be. People aren't dying. And so it's not back angry.
Whose data do you trust? While you're thinking, okay, we have the counties feeding the state, okay, through DHHS or the equivalent in that states. You've got CDC numbers. You've got the president's numbers. And it doesn't seem like everybody's on the same wavelength with the numbers.
It's interesting. They've been really politicized. I've talked to some ER docs, and those are kind of the gold standard as far as anecdotal information goes. And what they have said is there's on a death, there's a default to COVID that is probably not justified. In other words, if you weigh 400 pounds, you have diabetes, and you die and you happen to have COVID, did COVID kill you or did something else kill you? Especially with the elderly. So, not many elderly probably make it to very
with
old.
That scenario, yeah.
With that
yeah.
scenario. But it is interesting to hear them say it's really not a super angry disease.
The super virus that they're talking about?
No, it's not. And the the thing I ask is, have you had worse flus of the people I know that have had it? And they all, every last one of them has said, I've had so much worse flu than this. And, I think it probably, we've got about 150,000 deaths, and that's certainly not good, but it isn't off the charts awful. I think we're way overreacting to this.
Lack of historical reference or perspective?
I think it was a great beta test for groupthink. Can we really get people to stop in their tracks to do the good things? And, I think we ought to start calling the homeless encampments in California Gavin Newsomvilles. I mean,
that's what I was going to ask with the governor, various governors' reactions.
Yeah, it's a great flaw.
I don't know if I shared my opinion last month or not when they say California is fill in the blank, hot, happening, whatever it is. They're treating the entire state as one thing, and in fact, it's not the entire state. I mean, you look Santa Rosa, Sacramento North. We're doing pretty good.
And
down south, there's a couple of spots that, yeah, okay. I heard CBS had this one. California's emergency room beds or ICU beds, I forget which of the two references, are full.
I don't know what that means.
And I thought,
they operate at 90. They're supposed to operate over 90% anyway. So is it full? How many are COVID? That's a very deceptive number.
Yeah. So I have hesitation with any of this stuff. And you want to believe that the information presented is accurate, but you're almost foolhardy to anymore.
Well,
because everything's getting whipped around and played with.
It's political. The hypocrisy is riots are okay for COVID. It trumps opening a bar. You can riot, but by God, don't open a bar. I mean, oh boy, this hurts a little bit.
The lack of consistency is a concern.
Yeah, and not just consistency, the randomness. And
well, okay, yeah, I mean, the two are linked.
Yeah. Oh, of course.
Yeah.
But it makes you cynical. I mean, the people who say every job matters, every job is critical, or what do they say?
I forget. I know we were, so it never really registered with me.
Yeah. And so, they are important. And we're not treating it that way.
Do you think there's beginning to have recognition of that economics count as much as social or health?
Depends what party you're in.
General citizenry.
I think general citizenry is done with this. I really do, Brian. I think.
So when does it cross the threshold when it's no longer lead story?
Never. But November 7th, whatever date the damn election is. And so,
fine. That's, yeah. Yeah.
But really, I don't think it's a bad flu the way we've been led to believe. It was always to flatten the curve, meaning keep capacity. Right. Now they're trying not to have us get sick. Well, we're going to get sick.
Yeah. KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:30.
Hi, I'm Vanessa with PG&E. If you see a down power line, stay away from it and keep others away. Call 911. Let our first responders come out and handle it. Police and fire will respond as well as PG&E. To learn more, visit pge.com/safety.
There are many ways to start a fire, but one sure way to put it out. Learn how you can do your part at smokeybear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Times, 8:35. We're back talking shop this morning with Rob Arkley. Talk shop presented by CDH Painting, REDEC, Humboldt Termite Pest Control, and Murphy's Markets. So, Rob, with the general malaise of summer, I mean, normally this is when we're having festivals, this is when we're vacationing, this is when we see tourists coming through. Is this going to be kind of the year that was a challenge and riding off to that, or is this going to be the year when people got creative?
I think both. I think people are getting creative. I am impressed with some of the ideas that are coming out of things. And a lot of people are low. This area is in a funk. It's in a fog, so to speak.
Our reality this morning.
Our natural air conditioning just spins through. But I think the people, there are a lot of businesses doing better than you think. That is
There are niches that are spiking and they're having tremendous.
Yeah.
The home improvement.
Don't you think it'd be
nursery.
Fun to be Ace?
Yeah, not the bandage.
No, you've been there, done that.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, there are certain sectors certainly that are doing very well because people are staying at home.
Yeah.
I was talking with, on Friday, Jill Duffy, who runs the Waste Management Authority, and she and Linda from Humboldt Recology.
Oh,
and
Wise, they, yeah.
Yeah, and they said that the volume of garbage or waste, recyclables, that waste stream, I guess, is the proper term, from businesses is way down. But it's being offset by the residential. And by the self, you know, you drive to the dump yourself, is way up. So the volume is, people are just spending so much time in their home cleaning up and finally doing the stuff that they've wanted to do or have been ignoring for so long because it's staring them right in the chops. Yeah, it's interesting. I do you have a sense that we're being manipulated by some of the advertising that's out there?
It's worse than advertising. It's public service. I mean, some of the public service spots are quite discouraging.
I kind of ask that as a setup because I see, you're happy, happy, you're staying at home, happy, happy, spend more time, happy, happy. I'm thinking, where are the financial stressors that most of us feel or would be concerned about if we're whittling down our savings accounts or we're trying to have to, you know, change our buying patterns because we aren't employed right now. I mean, I really take offense at some of those.
I do too. And we're going to see a big wave of layoffs at the PPP money got them through. And now they're being shut down again. And they're going to just start whacking people. And so I think we're going to see an increase in
well, we did last week.
Well, and it wasn't dramatic. I think it's going to get significant. That's my guess.
Well, and there's discussion. I saw something that there was going to be another round, but now it was, I love this, defined as small business, not as under 500, but under 300 employees. Okay. But one of the thoughts was you would have had to have seen a reduction in your revenue by 40%, by 50%, which I'm thinking if somebody had a reduction of 50% for the last 4 or 5 months, not too many they're going to be around to be able to take advantage of that. but that there is something that's bubbling.
It's just, we've tried to fix it. It's much easier to let people go to work. And
so we've kind of been coasting on a false economy.
Kind of.
Well,
it's been sugar water. And I don't think it's good. I mean, I think everyone practically got the money from, you know, the, what was it?
The idle?
$1,200
Oh, yeah, oh, the stimulus thing? Yeah.
Yeah, I think almost everyone got that money.
And yeah, unless you were, you know, in the highest income brackets. Even there, huh?
Yeah, I wouldn't be so sure. So, but it's not right. It's just a giveaway, and it's unfortunate. I think people would be much happier going back to work.
I think so. And certainly would allow the businesses to be able to really get a sense of what's going on. You know, I mean, if you can't find employees, okay, is there demand for your business or not?
No one can find employees. Go to a fast food restaurant right now. If you can find one that doesn't have help wanted, I'd be surprised.
Yeah, it just really changed reality.
It did. And
yeah.
It's not going to change. And so until we make it change. But I'd get these damn governors off our backs and let us go. If we're going to get sick, we're going to get sick. And should you wear a mask? You know, I read such conflicting information on whether these masks work. And one guy told me.
I don't think it protects you. I think it protects me.
Well, they say that it's kind of like a nickel. The germ is so small, or whatever it is so small, it's like putting a quarter in the middle of a football field. So, in other words, the mask is...
Yeah, you're now getting into thread counts.
No, yeah.
Yeah, yes. I'm lost. You're talking to the wrong Papstein on that one. KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:42.
The Redwood Region Economic Development Commission wants you to know that local economic development agencies, business resource organizations, financial institutions, and jurisdictions are working together to provide resources for the COVID-19 pandemic. For more information, go to northcoastsbdc.org or call the OES Business Hotline at 268-2527. 268-2527.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:45. We're back talking shop this morning with Rob Arkley. Rob, obviously there are folks that have been, have contracted the virus that have been, suffered significant issues. Just like, I suppose anything, there's percentages. But when you look at different business impacts, that seems to be a little bit more across the board. Do you think that we're going to see a structural business support model? Somehow I liked the concept of the PPP running through the banks so that the banks had to make the determination whether it was a thumbs up or thumbs down rather than another level of bureaucracy. Is there a lesson there that can be learned?
We'll see. And why do I say that? Because the banks right now are complaining that this is a nightmare scenario. They're not making as much money, and it's starting to be quite labor intensive.
Because of the rule changes?
Yes. And they really have, if there was ever a bait and switch on the American business, it was that PPP, you're entitled, well, you're not supposed to take it if this and that. And, you know, they've turned that screw a few times. And
well, the percentages changed also.
Oh, everything changed.
Yeah.
And so we'll see. They got a lot of the here locally. I mean, there's not much positive to say about Redwood Capital, but they did do a good job on this. They really did, and so they got a lot of money out.
Well, and aren't there ratios and stuff that are, you know, if you have too much money lent out, that you're supposed to stay within certain zones, if you will?
I don't know how they risk-weighted that. I just have no idea. That's part of what the banks are complaining about, though, from what I can tell.
So what do you see down the road? That the government is going to suddenly take a hands off? I mean, that doesn't seem to be hit their profile.
I think this Main Street program for the banks could be great. We'll see. That's through the Fed, but the banks are doing it. And,
So your higher level of confidence with that?
It's been really slow on the takeoff, so we'll see. I just don't know. And the Fed has been slow. The one thing the Fed did, they did a lot of things right during this. They kept liquidity in the system very effectively. And so we didn't run out of liquidity, which would have been really a double whammy.
So is that the governors doing it?
Fed governors, yeah. They were good.
That mysterious group of 12?
Yeah, the private company of the Fed that prints our money. Yes, it's not a government company. It's a private company. You don't ask for an audit, you won't get one.
Yeah. Don't waste your nickel.
No, don't bother. But I think the Fed did that part well. We'll see how Main Street goes.
Do you think that the general citizen in America is more knowledgeable about economics now than what they were this time last year because of the attention and the discussion and some of these realities?
No. I think they are very cognizant that they got a free check. But why and what it was needed for is not clear. I don't think they know any more at all.
So no, not good follow-up.
I don't think there was a big learning curve any greater. The one thing people figured out really quickly is, hey, I'm getting more money not working than I was working. Therefore, I'm not going to work until this runs out. This is a paid vacay.
I saw the stimulus packet, the stimulus checks that came out. 40% were put to savings or debt retirement rather than purchasing.
That's positive, that's though, Brian.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not all bad.
No. Just that it was unanticipated. Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't try to legislate morals and behaviors. It doesn't seem to work too well.
It doesn't seem to work. And unintended consequences are the biggest result out of all this.
Thanks for coming by, bud.
Thank you, man.
See everybody tomorrow.